OpNav Instruction 5100.23 Gulf, Navy Safety and Occupational Health Program Manual, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 18, Hearing Conservation and Noise Abatement. 1. Which program has the goal of preventing occupational hearing loss and ensure auditory fitness for duty in the military and civilian workforce? Navy Hearing Conservation Program. 2. The use of personal hearing protective devices to limit noise exposure should only be an interim protective measure while implementing what? Engineering controls. 3. Work environments found to have noise levels greater than 84 decibels, continuous or intermittent, or 140 decibel peak sound pressure levels for impact or impulse noise shall be analyzed to determine the potential hazard and shall be resurveyed within how many days of any significant modifications or changes in work routine which could impact or alter the noise intensity or exposure level. 30. 4. Personnel will record noise survey data on any HC forms 5100/17 and what else? 5100/18. 5. Which noise exposure assessments shall be determined for all personnel routinely working in hazardous noise areas and performing hazardous noise operations? TWA, Tango Whiskey Alpha. 6. Any work area where the A-weighted sound level, continuous or intermittent, is or is reasonably expected to be greater than what needs to be designated as a hazardous noise area. 84 decibel. 7. Any work area where the peak sound pressure level, impulse or impact noise, exceeds or is reasonably expected to exceed what peak needs to be designated as a hazardous noise area. 140 decibels. 8. What may not be used in conjunction with hearing protective devices? Hearing aids. 9. All military personnel shall receive a reference hearing test recorded on which form upon entry into naval service. DD-2215. 10. All reference hearing tests shall be preceded by at least how many hours without exposure to hazardous noise? 14. 11. Hearing tests shall be conducted at least how often for as long as the employee remains in a noise hazardous environment? Annually. 12. Individuals monitored under the Hearing Conservation Program who have their reference audiogram redefined due to worsening hearing on 3 separate occasions or have hearing loss in both ears in which the sum of thresholds at frequencies of 3,000, 4,000, and 6,000 Hz exceeds a total of what decibel must obtain clearance from an audiologist, otologist, or occupational medicine physician before returning to duties involving hazardous noise. 270 decibels. 13. The amount of threshold shift considered to be significant is defined as a change in hearing threshold relative to the current reference audiogram of an average of 1 decibel or more at 2,000, 3,000, and 4,000 Hz in either ear. 10 decibels. 14. Hearing protective devices shall be worn by all personnel when they enter or work in an area where the operations generate sound levels greater than what? 84 decibels. 15. Which website identifies additional hearing protectors that have been tested by DoD activities and are approved for open purchase? Navy Environmental Health Center, November Echo Hotel Charlie. 16. The medical department shall record all hearing test results on DD-2215 reference audiogram or which other form. DD-2216. 17. The primary means of protecting Navy personnel from hazardous noise shall be through the application of what? Engineering controls. 18. Regions or activities shall initiate studies for those areas where continuous noise levels exceed 100 decibels and personnel are exposed for how many hours or more, even though protected by hearing protective devices. 4. 19. Who shall centrally manage the Hearing Conservation Program and periodically update the program to maintain currency and effectiveness? Chief Bureau of Medicine and Surgery, BUMED. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.